thetownhall.com.
If you're on I-295 south on the ramp to 95, there is an accident blocking the left lane. 295 north at Commonwealth, another crash. 295 south at Wilson, there has been a wreck. And on the Fuller Warren Bridge going south, a broken down car is causing some backup. Lots of rain with thunderstorms today and tonight. Overnight, the low this evening, 76. The high today, 87. Right now, it's 78 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Rasmussen poll says 73% of Democrats are looking for a fresh face to represent the party in 2020. The U.S. House approved a measure supporting ICE, but Senate Democrats blocked the resolution. And phase two of proposed tax cuts by the Republicans heavily focus on helping people retire.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Don't forget, you can download the app, Roger. Thousands of you do it every day as far as listening to the show through your smartphones, through the Android. Again, just go to wbob.com, wbob.com. Download the app. It is free. Also, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/wbob. So the Republicans have said, hey, we want a phase two of the tax cuts. And by the way, Roger, the phase that they're trying to pass is sometime before the election this year in the fall. What does it consist of? Here's a little bit from the father of the first phase one tax cut, Texas Congressman Kevin Brady.
Families and our small businesses. So today we're here to talk to you about making permanent this tax relief. One, so they can continue to grow. Two, so we can add ICE. And three, we can protect them against a future Washington trying to steal back those hard-earned dollars.
So some of it, of course, it's a little bit of mixture, which we're going to get into. But these says that because, as you know, and the Republicans were heavily at faulted by some of the conservatives out there, mm-hmm. that this tax cut for middle class and for even for the wealthy, when you look at some of it, ends in 10 years. Some have said they should have made it permanent. The Texas congressman says, yeah, we want to make it permitted here. But, Roger, a big part. Now, the description of what may be in the bill is still a little bit murky right there. Not a lot has been proposed. But some of the discussion involves around a guaranteed income for life, like an annuity. Also, by allowing those to give more when it comes to their individual retirement account. Here was the breakdown from Fox Business News, because the majority of this tax cut looks to dealing with retirement accounts.
Changes coming to retirement savings, the biggest in more than a decade. Republicans looking to include them in their tax reform 2.0 effort. Things like universal savings accounts, encouraging small employers to offer retirement savings programs, and making it easier to turn workers' savings into guaranteed annual income.
Some are talking about, of course, also dealing with 401ks, which, again, about 89% of workers are offered. But the question is how will this dictate when it comes to certain businesses? The legislation, according to what we've seen, would allow employees and private companies to buy an annuity, also significantly, and offer them a guaranteed income, which they could change 401ks and provisions and things of that nature. And maybe, again, as some have proposed, Roger, about moving the retirement age up to 70 or more, that they may even do the same thing with some of the annuities. There also would offer incentives that would make it easier for small companies to pull together to reduce the cost of maintaining retirement programs as well. Also proposed legislation where they, could add millions of people to the rolls of tax-deferred retirement accounts. This is a good thing, some would say, Roger, because it would encourage more people to get on as to be an owner, not a loaner.
Yes.
Maybe not so much focus on Social Security.
Yeah, people putting the money away for their future retirements is good for the economy overall, because if you think about it, if people are not working when they're getting to their retirement age, they're instead on the golf course enjoying life, that opens up job opportunities for other people who are younger, and it also reduces the unemployment.
Major controversy, according to some of the individuals out there that don't want a Rick Scott-appointed individual for District 10, Terrence Freeman. As you know, Katrina Brown, Reggie Brown have been, until further notice, they were pretty much being replaced right now. Terrence, of course, Freeman, who is a black Republican, was appointed by Governor Rick Scott. There's been a big debate about whether or not he should be allowed to serve as the current city council person, because he does not, or he did not, live in a district when he's appointed. But according to some of the reports, Roger, I guess he does now live in a district.
He technically is a legal resident of the district, but he's renting two bedrooms from a friend who lives in District 10.
Here is the latest news report by Jim Pickett talking about the latest controversy.
So I've been out here today in District 10 talking to people about this appointment with City Council. Many are upset. One woman is calling for a recall. Others are saying something needs to happen because they don't feel they're being represented. Terrence Freeman was sworn in last week. Before that, he lived in Mandarin, is now living and leasing space in District 10. I talked to him on the phone today and asked if he understood why many in the district oppose his appointment, arguing that he just moved there. For some, that's not good enough. Community activist Angie Nixon is now pushing a call to action. She wants people to phone Governor Scott and city leaders to force Freeman to resign.
So here's the question that I'd like to ask you. One of the questions, many of that we have this morning, at 222-TALK, 222-8255. This was within the parameters of the law. Sometimes the law stinks. I mean, who, as some would say, who wants somebody who lives outside of the district to move in the district and act like they can represent us? Here's a question I'd like to ask you. Is this nothing more than a political hit job because he's a Republican? Should he not serve in that district because technically he did not live in a district, even though he lives in the city out there? Or should we let the voters decide 10 months down the road? I want to know what you think. At 222-TALK, 222-8255. Hammer, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, you should live in your district, but Katrina Brown and Reggie Brown, they did not represent their constituents very well. And I'll add Al Lawson and Alvin Brown, when he was mayor. I'm one of the few constituents who would take time to write letters and call. And as a rule, they don't respond. They support the status quo. For example, I sent letters to the Browns, and that includes Alvin Browns. I was in the main library about a month ago, and I saw men sitting around. And I said, well, why don't you do something to get these men employed, if that means helping them to compose a resume or to give them a new shirt, and also send a letter to the NAACP. They didn't respond. They're always talking. They always give quotes in the newspapers, but they don't do anything. If you really want to do something, this is an example. These men are sitting around the library doing nothing, and I'm not really judging them, but I'm pretty sure many can use work, and they did not respond. So, they have poor representation, but you should live in your district, in my opinion, to represent that district by the rules. I've got to go. Thanks very much.
All right, Hammer, I appreciate the wait. And I was going to ask him, maybe you got to go. I wanted to ask him, do you think maybe this should have been a special election?
That's so expensive, though, and it's only for a matter of months.
It's government. You think they really care about the money? Come on. It's more about representation.
The law for Florida allowed for exactly what happened.
That's my other point out there. Again, there are many laws I know some of you this morning are not agreeing with. But the law does allow it there. Now, the left is all ticked off about this. Here's one of these community organizers, Angie Nixon, who opposes the Freeman appointment.
Democracy works best when everyone who lives in it actually has a voice. And right now, the residents of District 10 have had their voice taken away from them.
Would they probably, maybe so, I mean, it was 20 years ago, oppose Hillary Clinton moving to New York? What about Nancy Soderbergh? Didn't Nancy run for a state Senate seat?
Right.
And now she's running for a congressional seat. I think it's outside the district.
Jesse Jackson, although you couldn't technically call that an office, there was a push to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. He technically set up an apartment somewhere in Washington, ran for...
That was for him and his mistress.
He was right. He was actually on, right? On the city ballot of Washington, D.C. and was elected to something called the shadow senator. Nobody in Washington, D.C. complained about it, even though he technically lived in Chicago.
So before I get back to the phones, Pickett was interviewing some people, I guess, that meet every week, and somehow this was supposedly a big controversy over this pick.
Well, it's kind of tearing the district up. People's a little peeve.
What do you think it's doing to this district?
Degrading it.
I guess the previous council people didn't degrade the district, but Hammer says they didn't have any good representation. Hammer's black. He says they didn't have any good representation. So I'll take Hammer's word for it. If he said they would have, okay, I'll take his word for that as well. But is there really, I mean, again, I have to ask this question. Who is ginning up this whole big controversy out there? Roger was asking me during the break, what if this had been a Democrat governor appointing a black individual in that area? And the Republicans oppose it based on the same thing the Democrats opposing it. I wonder if it would have been used as a racial tension
issue. I do
issue.
Believe it's very highly politically driven, you know, with partisan politics. I really believe personally that that's probably what's at the core of this more than anything else.
James, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just two issues, actually. First on the economy. You know, I think that basically a certain section of America has become lazy at savings, and they're putting way too much emphasis on material items. I mean,
yeah.
Here's a perspective. Okay, 5 years ago, I fell into some financial straits. I was making, you're going to find this hard to believe, but I was making $300 a month. That was my take-home pay, and somehow I was able to save in my 457B. I like this tax-deferred account.
Yeah.
And you know, I was able to save. It's just laziness. It's not looking into the future. Not looking. You know, look. We have to take responsibility for our own financial future. Don't allow the government to do all that. Look, Social Security. This is the reality. When I retire, I think basically out of a dollar, I'll probably receive maybe 60 cents out of Social Security. That's okay. That's fine. I don't really care, to tell you the truth. I really don't. So, but, you know, and as far as the elections go, look, we all know Bill Nelson needs to go. He's done. Bill Nelson is done. If DeSantis wins, that's okay. He's Republican. He's conservative, even though I am going to vote for Adam Putnam, because I believe that he showed that he took care of his Department of Agriculture in the state of Florida.
Hey, James, can you hold on right there real quick? If I may, yeah. you are on a grade of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest in favor. How would you rank yourself as a Trump supporter?
Trump supporter from 1 to 10, I am an 8.
Okay, so that's very high. Okay. So
yeah,
the reason why I ask you that, I was you know, FloridaDaily.com, which is a statewide news publication, and I'm involved with several other editors, and, you know, we're a straight news publication, FloridaDaily.com. One of the groups that we do business with is another big publication. You know, we deal with other publications, but Space Coast Daily down in the Brevard County area, very straight news group. I was sitting with these guys last week for lunch, and they are, I mean, you're an 8, they're a 10 plus 10. They are major Trump guys. And guess who they're supporting? Hold on. They're supporting. They're supporting Adam Putnam. I'm starting to see more of these big, big Trump guys that are not buying into the endorsement of DeSantis, but they say they're going to support Putnam. Are you seeing that?
Yes, I see it the same way. And I'll tell you the reason why. Straightforward reason why is because I think that the policies that Donald Trump has put forward and that he has tried to reform, tackle, is putting America on the right track. That's just the bottom line, you know. I don't personally like, you know, Donald Trump's tweets all the time,
right?
and the way, you know.
But James, if you're a Trump guy, the question is then how come you're not going along with the endorsement and supporting Ron DeSantis, who is Trump's pick?
I'm not supporting Ron DeSantis because I believe that he's possibly part of the swamp.
Ah.
Yeah, he's possibly part of that Republican swamp, which, you know what, we've got swamps on both sides of the aisle. There's a whole lot more swamping going on the Democratic side. But, yeah, that would be my – I'm still voting for Adam Putnam.
All right. I appreciate it. I want to ask him. By the way, if there is a swamp, who's the swamp ape? You know what a swamp ape is, don't you?
No, tell us.
This is a urban legend, but some people say it is the swamp version of Bigfoot.
Ah.
So they call it swamp apes because they smell.
Hmm.
So, 222-TALK, 222-8255. I'm starting to see this. We don't endorse in this radio show. DeSantis has got some great support by a lot of the Trump people. DeSantis is doing well in some of the polls, but we are running into some people that have sat back and said, hey, I'm a huge Trump guy, but I'm supporting for Putnam. I'm not seeing a major swing, but I'm seeing quite a few of those out there. So, 222-TALK, 222-8255, TALK Radio, WBOB.
I-295 South, 95 off the ramp. The left lane's blocked due to a crash. 295 North at Commonwealth, there is an accident. And I-10 going east of 295, another crash there this morning. Traffic brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4 says that God wants all to be saved. That all includes you. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Romans 10 verse 9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You can pray this simple prayer with me to receive God's gift of salvation. God, I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and that Jesus is Lord. I now choose to make Jesus Lord of my life.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, "I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for." And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
Criminal illegal aliens are a threat to Florida neighborhoods and a threat to Florida taxpayers. Adam Putnam believes it's time to support President Trump's plan to stop illegal immigration and put Florida families first. Securing our borders and banning sanctuary cities, deporting violent criminals, and protecting taxpayers. Adam Putnam will stand with President Trump and Florida law enforcement to keep us safe. Here's Adam Putnam.
There are many reasons to be mad about illegal immigration. Here's one we can't stand for. Today, taxpayers in Florida are paying nearly $100 million a year to imprison criminal illegal aliens. $100 million to feed, clothe, and house criminal illegal aliens. I'm Adam Putnam, and we need to support President Trump's plan to secure our borders and ban sanctuary cities. We need to protect taxpayers and deport violent criminals now.
Sponsored by Florida Grown PC.
Lots of rain with thunderstorms today and tonight. We'll see a high of 87 degrees, and tonight overnight the low should be around 76 right now, 78 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9, Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Rasmussen poll says 73% of Democrats are looking for a fresh face to represent the party in 2020. The U.S. House approved a measure supporting ICE, but Senate Democrats blocked the resolution. And phase two of proposed tax cuts by Republicans heavily focus on helping people retire.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
From the Groom Law Group principal, that's the name of the group, Michael Krebs, was on Fox Business News. He says with this new phase two of the proposed tax cuts by the Republicans, which heavily deal with retirement accounts, he says this is a big boost for the middle class.
Other stakeholders. And importantly, what the bill would do, and I think this is critical, it would make it easier for your employer to offer you a 401k by allowing small employers to pool their resources and reduce costs by taking advantage of economies of scale. Well, that's absolutely the point. I think that's the hope, right? The millions of people every year benefit from the private retirement savings system, the 401k system. Millions of people are able to provide themselves with a secure retirement. But there's a lot more we can do. We need to build on that success. And so with some of these new rules, you'll be able to, for example, be more likely to have a 401k plan, which is the best way for Americans to actually save for retirement. And importantly, they'll help facilitate employers who want to provide guaranteed retirement options in their 401k. So if you want an investment that you can't outlive, that it will last your whole lifetime, it'll make it easier for employers to facilitate that.
You know, the government is trying to help out because the government does set the regulations. They have been when it comes to your retirement account. And yet the government, according to what we are hearing out there, Roger, is trying to make it much more simpler. Yeah, that's right. Skunk apes. I was wrong. Thank you for rephrasing that. Thank you for that very important phone call and the correction out there. Anyways, west of the Rockies to call in. I'm just kidding. It was a skunk egg. So anyway, that's what they call the Bigfoots in the Everglades.
Okay.
So anyway, the government is out there, and they've done some good things when it comes to helping people retirement as far as tax defer, tax free. Of course, like with the Roth IRAs. This whole thing deal with retirements, a question I would ask you this morning. What would you do if you could sit back and say, hey, I tell you what, if we're going to have a tax cut to help benefit my retirement, whether I'm in my 50s or in my 30s or middle class, how do you think we could do a better job? I mean, instead of just giving the typical get the government out of the way, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the government could do better by encouraging people to plan ahead? Northwest Mutual, of course, had did a study. 21% say they have no retirement savings at all. 66% say, hey, you know, we may be living from paycheck to paycheck. But people have the money to invest. They blow money out there. Why is it that, again, I've always asked this question. We'll take 3 months to find the right church. We'll take 3 months to find the right car. We'll take 3 months to find the right house. But yet you can't take 2 or 3 hours to check up on your financial?
Yeah. 90 days.
To make you a millionaire 30 years down the road?
90 days to find the right fiancé. You know, but the issue.
I hate that show, by the way.
I've never seen it.
It's
I've
horrible.
Only seen the promos. It sounds like it's horrible. But the fact of the matter is that the people are very illiterate when it comes to finances. They just don't know. And you can't blame them for this. Is this stuff taught in schools? And does it resonate with people? I don't remember getting a finance class that talked about retirement and the rule of 60, what is it?
Rule 72.
Rule of 72.
In other words, you take the interest you're getting, uh-huh, divide it into number 72, and it'll take you how many years it takes for your money to double.
I never learned that in school.
Yeah.
And I think if it were easier for people where it automatically came out of their checks every pay period, because it's eventually going to be a problem for the government, we're not going to have granny living on the sidewalk. So it's going to end up being another entitlement program.
So she's in the back of the Clampett's truck. That's what she's at
exactly.
Right now.
It's going to be an entitlement program going forward. So you might as well act now. And I think it's a good idea.
Roger, here's the thing. Look at this. And again, this is not a slam of Obama. It just was being proposed with Obama. Remember the MIRA, My Retirement Individual Accounts. The government was going to oversee your retirement because, and it's true, the American individual, the American family does a horrible job at saving money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a great job at spending money.
Real good at getting a credit card debt racked up, for sure.
But when you don't do enough money, the government wants to come in and say, well, we can do a better job. And it's like the health insurance industry. But sometimes the insurers make the decisions instead of the doctors. So with Obamacare, it went from bad to worse without, again, some would say we should have had more free market reforms across state lines purchasing. If we do not do a good enough job saving our money, the government is going to look they're the wolf.
Yeah.
They're the wolf at the chicken coop. Hey, guys, I'm here to protect you. I'm here to look out for you.
Well,
and that's how Social Security was done, especially when it came to the Great Depression. Well, and so that's what I'm saying. It makes them look credible. They sit back and say, well, you get a 0.5% on your bank account. We could get you a 2-3%, which is still horrible, on a retirement account. Just let us watch it. Well, you did such a bang-up job with Social Security. What makes you think you can do a good job with my retirement money?
One of the most disappointing events in presidential history is when George W. Bush was president. He wanted to allow Americans to take a portion.
Right.
Not the whole thing, just a portion of what they were having to pay in Social Security taxes and have that go into private investment accounts indexed to the markets, and the Democrats shut it down.
Can you imagine? I mean, folks, even with all the tariff talk and everything, do you know that the market since Trump's been elected has gone up 26%, 8% in certain sectors just over this year? You can say, but again, it's always a fascinating question, Roger. Why aren't we doing it? Why are we not saving enough money? I think on the issue, some have been emailing me this morning, I think on the issue of credit card debt should be taught in the schools.
Yes.
And then a little bit of savings. A full-blown financial education, maybe they too much to handle. But again, folks, how would you, if you could 222-8255, what would you recommend for retirement accounts as far as tax structure and the government and tax cuts? Want to know what you think. All coming up next. Talk radio WBOB.
I-295 South on I-95's off-ramp. The left lane's blocked because of an accident. I-10 East at 295. There's a crash. And at 295 South at Blanding Boulevard, we see a broken down car there this morning.
It's brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Queens Harbor, prestige, excellence. This Saturday, you're invited to join us at Queens Harbor Country Club for a community-wide open house from noon until 3. Nearly every home available for purchase will be open to the public. Golf course homes, pool homes, and deep water homes. I'm Jerry Landrum with the Legends of Real Estate. My golf course property on Queens Harbor Boulevard is just one of the 25 properties that you'll be able to visit. Tell security that you're there for the open house and receive one of our handouts. We can't wait to meet you.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, July 19th at 5 p.m., it's the North Beach Art Walk at the Beaches Town Center in Neptune Beach. Thursday, July 19th at 7:30 p.m., it's Rascal Flatts in concert at Daly's Place next to TIAA Bank Field. And Friday, July 20th at 8 p.m., it's the Oak Ridge Boys in concert at the Thrasher Horn Center for the Arts in Orange Park.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Some of the best... safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Lots of rain this afternoon and into the evening. Overnight, the low 76. Right now, it's 78 degrees at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email Ed at WBOB.com.
Republicans had a brand new face in Donald Trump. Now Democrats say they want the same thing. In fact, they want their own Trump. We'll talk about that coming up next. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump suggesting that critics of his interaction with Vladimir Putin get real. Mr. Trump talking about the post-summit news conference with the Russian president in Helsinki says some people expected him to start screaming in Putin's face, but President Trump says that's not the real world. The White House said threat to the U.S. electoral process. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the administration is taking steps to prevent future meddling in U.S. elections. 29-year-old woman accused of being an undercover Russian agent was likely in contact with Kremlin operatives while she was living in the U.S. That's according to court papers filed by prosecutors in the case of Maria Butina. She's jailed without bail. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 73 points. NASDAQ futures off 26 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning on I-295 South and I-95's off-ramp. The left lane is blocked and it's causing some delay. 295 South at Wilson Boulevard, there's a crash on the right, and I-10 on the ramp to 295. It's an accident there as well. We understand the right lane is blocked if you're headed that way. Lots of rain with thunderstorms this evening as well as this afternoon. The high today, 87. This evening, the low, 76. Right now, 79 degrees at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The U.S. House approved a measure supporting ICE, but Senate Democrats blocked the resolution. Phase two of proposed tax cuts by the Republicans heavily focused on helping people retire. And Rasmussen poll says 73% of Democrats are looking for a fresh face to represent the party in 2020.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
So as reported, Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson, the Democrats, 73% according to a Rasmussen news poll. And by the way, this is among the majority of those surveyed in the Democrat Party, Roger, those in the black community, women overall said we need some brand new faces. In fact, Roger, even when you look at the poll, it was pretty much even divided on the issue of Hills polled in the poll by Rasmussen said that 33%, okay, you know, we kind of like Hillary, but 40% said, no, we want some fresh new blood. Greg Gutfeld from Fox News, The Five.
Yeah, from the guy they hate so much. That's the hypocrisy. The people who despise Trump are now looking for their own Trump, meaning a punk rock outsider who rejects the establishment and wins. Why? Perhaps we figured out that the worst thing about politics are politicians. And if we learned anything from 2016, it's that nothing will ever be the same. Right. You can't go home again. And if you're a Democrat, that includes retirement homes.
Even liberal columnist Juan Williams agreed with Gutfeld on that issue.
But I think you're exactly right that people want a new face. And it's not only that they want a new face. It's interesting. I saw in the polls that there's a split between people who voted for Hillary as to whether or not they would even take a Hillary back. Now, I think where the argument you get, Greg, is from the Bernie supporters.
Right.
Who see him as Cortez, same thing. More energy. And here's one thing I noticed in the research. Democratic strategists saying we want somebody who will punch Trump in the face, mm-hmm. right? So they want someone who plays like Trump, who's bullying, has the kind of rhetoric.
So they want another Trump. But if 73% of Democrats, mm-hmm. Roger, want brand new faces, what does this say about Bernie? What does this say about Hillary? What does this say about Joe Biden?
Yeah, well, they're not fresh faces. But here's the thing that I find so interesting. Donald Trump, he was not an unknown commodity. The guy was a reality TV star. People have known who he is in American society and American culture for decades. So it wasn't like he was an unknown. What is this fresh face? Is it going to be Oprah Winfrey? Is it going to be Mark Zuckerberg? Who do they want to represent as far as their fresh face for 2020?
Yeah, but here's the question, same way. Or did they already get their fresh face with Trump?
I think they got their fresh face with Trump. He had no political experience, but at the same time, you know, winning political office, in many cases, it is a popularity contest, and people knew who Trump was.
In the poll, 33% think Clinton's been a good impact for their party, but 40% believe she's been bad for it instead. Yet the question is, what does this happen next, and are Democrats prepared to get in the mud with President Trump? Jesse Waters says Trump will win if you get in the mud. But he says when Democrats put up fresh new faces, they normally win.
Her name is. But the Democrats are right. When they pull this, they want a fresh face. They win with fresh faces. They win with Bill Clinton. They will with Barack Obama. And they lose with Gore and Kerry and Hillary. So, like you said, they want someone that's going to punch Trump square in the face. And they don't want to do this Michelle Obama thing where, you know, Trump goes low, we go high. They're ready to get in the mud, but there's problems with that. Also, when you get in the mud with Donald Trump, you never really get out. He's a brawler and he wins ugly.
So, I mean, so as much as they dislike Trump, they want like a Trump-like candidate.
Yeah, and that could backfire on them. That was seen in the primary in 2016. Those who tried to use the same tactics as Trump ended up falling right in their faces.
Right, but the question is do they have a messaging problem?
Yeah.
I mean, they got enthusiasm out there.
Right.
But I mean, enthusiasm as far as the vote, but it's all anti-Trump.
Right. Well,
but that may be enough.
Well, you look at the Alexandria Cortez messaging that we need to have more socialism. Maybe that's their message, and I don't think it's going to win.
Dana Perino from the Daily Brief and says, you know, whether you agree with President Trump or not, you know, you've got the those on the far left, those in the far right. But she says when you look at it, it's about 60%, or as she says, are kind of more a little independent and more in the middle. And that's where the Democrats will probably fail on.
What's interesting is President Trump will have a record to run on. And he will be a known entity to Republicans. He's got right now a 90% approval rating amongst Republicans. Solo, and he has a record to run on and a good economy. Then you have this massive primary where really only 20% of the country is saying, okay, we are really far left. 20% are saying they're really far right. Now you see in surveys, 60% of Americans are saying, I'm independent. Mm. So what happens if in the primary you go so far left? To me, that gives President Trump a pretty good opening to walk right back in.
Ronja, for many years as a local political reporter, diving into local politics on the Democrats and Republicans, one of the biggest complaints has been about endorsement in a primary, not a general election, but in the primary by the party itself. I'll get to the Republicans in a moment, but DNC Deputy Chair Keith Ellison, you know, he's very far left. I wonder who he's talking about. Hillary, Bernie, the real meddling in the 2015-16 primary. He says that the Democrats should get out of the business of interfering with a primary between the far left and maybe those of the middle of the road.
To maintain that the Democratic National Committee should have absolutely no role in a primary. Now, I know that there have been people who have said otherwise. I have made myself abundantly clear that I will not ever allow that policy to go forward. And if I get overruled, I get overruled, but I'm not going to be quiet about it. And if you look at the research and you read the papers on this issue, I've been clear, no, we are neutral when it comes to these races. Let me also say that sometimes people confuse the DNC and the DCCC. The DCCC got in deep with certain candidates. I oppose that. I think it's absolutely wrong, and I don't think that it is the proper role of the DNC to tell any candidate that they should drop out of the race.
I think they're referring to, I guess, on the nationwide side, of course, as I said, the real meddling with Bernie Sanders. But here's the question. The Republicans, even here in Florida, let's make it more local and state-centered here.
Mm-hmm.
Jeb Bush, I love Jeb as a governor. Having said that, he endorsed in Republican primary. We're starting to see a lot of that. But forget all that for a second. Should the local party itself, not the state party, but should the local party, which some, I think, do, and some maybe in their own rules, where they can endorse in a Republican primary. Do you think that's a wise decision, yes or no?
I do not believe it's a wise decision. And it does the endorsement also take on the access to party assets to help that candidate win in the primary? That is especially wrong when they've got polling data or whatever it may be that they're helping one candidate over another with party resources. That's even worse than an endorsement.
What if your local party is very conservative, but yet you get the endorsement? That can almost be you flip the coin, could be good or bad, because if people know that the party's very conservative, but yet what if the overall voter doesn't know, establishment people out there, if you got the endorsement of the Republican Party locally, it could hurt you.
It could, with imaging, especially with what's going on right now with the party, where there's this rebellion against, quote, the establishment, and people wanting fresh faces out there. Who knows? An endorsement could actually cause them to lose votes.
Yeah, but you ever notice those that are against the establishment, if they got the endorsement of the Republican Party, they probably would take it.
Oh, yeah. They'll take an endorsement from anybody except a white nationalist group.
Yeah, it's always been an argument. They say, well, you know, Ed, if some of the emails I've already been receiving, you know, 6 to 8 people in a city council race, mm-hmm. partisan, or a state rep race. Well, as you pointed out earlier, Roger, you think the party endorsement's going to weed people out? Not anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, Donald Trump went against the party establishment and won. As you pointed out, why not let the free market decide? The free market can usually weed people that they think should be in or should not be in.
I used to think that endorsements had no effect at all. I mean, why would anybody endorse?
For the most part, yeah.
But when it comes to police organizations, I do believe it helps.
Correct.
And if it comes from the president, I think it helps.
The issue of blaming President Trump for not throwing Putin under the bus and talking about meddling into the election, Hannity from Fox News says, wait a second. The media acts and the left acts like this is all brand new when this has been going on for the last 10, 11 years.
With all this talk about meddling and interference, it happened at least in 08. It happened in 2012. You warned the Obama administration very publicly in 2014, and now we're supposed to act surprised that it all happened, although you know, it was under Barack Obama's watch, not Donald Trump.
And yet the left never mentions that at all, neither does MSNBC or CNN. But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says, listen, all the way back to 2014, we saw what Russia was doing in many countries in Europe, meddling in their election. We notified the Obama administration, and they didn't do anything about it.
I think I warned them not just in 2014, but very specifically in 2016. Most intelligence failure since 9/11, our failure to understand Putin's plans and intentions. And remember, by that time, we had seen the Russians actively involved in many elections around the globe. So this was nothing new at all. And what I'm most upset about in this whole situation of many things, but when you go back to that time period, is how they were able to ignore the warnings that we were sending from the House Intelligence Committee. And then, lo and behold, after they lost the election, they first tried to blame fake news. And then when that didn't work, they switched it into this whole concept of Russia.
So there you go. There you have it. More as we continue to move along. 222-TALK. 222-8255. Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 south at I-95, the off-ramp is blocked, the left lane, because of a crash. 10 going east to 295. There's a crash. We're counting at least three cars involved with that wreck. And on 295 south at Gate Parkway, there's a broken down car.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will all be on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is proud to be an Amana A-plus dealer and can fix and service any maker model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Amana. License number CAC 1813307.
It's been proven time and time again, the best way to keep your family healthy is to eat all natural foods. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is your best choice for additive-free meats, fruits, and vegetables. And best of all, their prices are competitive with the big box stores. Grassroots in Fleming Island also sells the top brands of vitamins and supplements. Grassroots Natural Foods in Fleming Island. Fresh food, fast checkout, and friendly people. Located by the theater at 1915 East West Parkway. Online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
Hi, everybody. It's your morning show host, Ed Dean, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. The primaries are right around the corner here. Now we're going to the months as currently into July and August. Republican-Democrat debates. We cover it all every day right here on the morning show. We always take your calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255, 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, the morning show. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.
Lots of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 87. More rain with thunderstorms this evening. Overnight, below 76. Right now, it's 79 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Phase 2 of proposed tax cuts by Republicans heavily focus on helping people retire. A Rasmussen poll says 73% of Democrats are looking for a fresh face to represent the party in 2020. And the U.S. House approved a measure supporting ICE, but Senate Democrats blocked the resolution.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed@wbob.com.
Brought to you by Underwood Jewelers, three locations at San Marco, the Avondale, and Ponte Vedra. It is the ripoff of the week. Again, you can go to underwoodjewelers.com, underwoodjewelers.com. Adam Andrzejewski, he is a Forbes.com columnist. I see your writings. I mean, Fox News picks up your stuff routinely. He is with the group OpenTheBooks.com. Again, our good friend Adam Andrzejewski. We call this the ripoff of the week. This is a great one. You know, I love talking about the economy, and yet we talk about corporate welfare. You've got an article that shows that the top Fortune 100 companies, corporations from 2014 to 2017 got federal funding totaled, I couldn't believe this, $396 billion. Wow, that's a big number there, Adam.
It is a big number, Ed. Thank you very much for your interest in our work. Look, the state of California, you know, which is bigger than Canada, the state of California state government received over the course of the past 4 years $50 billion less than what our Fortune 100 companies received in federal funding.
Which companies received the most?
These are defense contractors. No surprise, and all of us, Ed, all of us can make a public purpose argument that our best and brightest should be defending the country and not growing a bureaucracy, but going to the private sector with defense contracts. These contracts now are so massive. It's Lockheed Martin that took nearly $140 billion, and Boeing at $81 billion, and McKesson at $30 billion. I mean, these are really large numbers. Federal expenditures just to these three corporations totaled $250 billion.
So, Adam, I will get the email, so I got to put you on the spot. If the majority of these are defense contractors, you'll get some say, well, Adam, the government doesn't build these things. If we're going to have weapons defense to protect this country, we've got to go with the private sector.
Well, absolutely. There's two issues at play here, though, and one of the issues is the lobbying charges. So over the course of the past 4 years, our offer is absolutely massive. And I think it starts to speak to what Eisenhower warned about with the military-industrial complex, with the military complex becoming so powerful that eventually it could take control from civilian leadership, like our civilian president. So over the course of the past 4 years, and this number is so big, $2 billion was funneled from the Fortune 100 back into lobbying for even more money. So how are we supposed to know, with only a few defense contractors now in this space, that we're getting the best deal for all of this weaponry? I think it's a big question. We need to put it on the table.
You know, it's kind of interesting you bring that up, because here in the state of Florida, we have Boeing, we have Lockheed, we've got Grumman, we've got Harris, and yet if a certain contract in the private sector, and if the company wants to split it up, that's their business in the private sector. Let's say, Adam, you guys hired an internet provider to do all your web posting and hosting it as well, where instead you may have six companies that will compete for it. You pick one, but yet when it comes to a lot of the military, they don't pick one. They just divvy it up among all these companies, I've noticed.
So, you know, let's really dive into these lobbying charges. So just in 4 years, so think about that. There's, you know, roughly 1,500 days in 4 years, 365 days a year. These Fortune 100 companies filed nearly 40,000 lobbying reports, which averaged $51,000 per report. I mean, the money is flowing. The amount of lobbying is absolutely crazy and out of control.
In your articles that you've done for Forbes, and of course I see it a lot picked up by Fox News, you've talked about the system being rigged.
And I think it goes right to the lobbying charges. Look, the system is so rigged that at a very basic level, the Small Business Administration provided nearly 90 loans to Fortune 100 companies. Now, the SBA, you know, they're supposed to be lending to mom-and-pop businesses on Main Street, They're not supposed to be lending to Wall Street. The loans totaled $40 million with an average of $500,000 per loan, the largest going to Chevron for $4 million. So the system is rigged. It's rigged at the big level with the lobbying. It's rigged at the small level with SBA loans flowing to the Fortune 100.
He is a columnist with Forbes.com. I see a lot of his articles picked up by Fox News. He is with the group OpenTheBooks.com. Adam Andrzejewski, we call it the ripoff of the week. Not where government just takes advantage. They're literally ripping you off with taxpayer dollars. Right now we're talking about how that Fortune 100 companies, federal funding to 2018 Fortune 100 corporations from fiscal year 2014 to last year totaled almost $400 billion. Okay, so are these contracts, are they grants, they loans? Explain that to the audience.
So over the course of the past 4 years, our auditors found that 97% of all of the spending was on contracts or subcontracts. So, but if you look at the 3%, it's pretty stunning. So on just direct subsidies of the Fortune 100, these are federal grants. 33 companies in the Fortune 100 received $3.2 billion worth of these subsidies, worth of these grants in these 4 fiscal years. And it was companies like Boeing. Boeing took $750 million in federal grants. Now, we took a look at the Boeing revenues, and in terms of revenues, they've got $100 billion worth of revenues every single year. They didn't need the $750 million dollars of taxpayer subsidy, but they took it anyway.
Wait. Adam, explain this one more time. Okay, if you're getting a defense contract, that's one thing. This is the whipped cream on the cake.
This is the whipped cream. So, you know, a contract, you know, it's a contract between a defense contractor for, say, an airplane. A subsidy, a grant, is a grant to study a certain area and try to get a technological breakthrough. You can say there's a public purpose there, but look, with the revenues of these companies on their business mission, expressly on their business mission, they don't need these subsidies to do the work. They should lighten the load on the American taxpayer.
Talk to me, which you do every week with the ripoff of the week. Federal governments have spent millions on expenditures with some of the purchases by some of these companies.
Well, when we looked into General Motors, so, you know, we find some interesting things when we go line by line through the federal checkbook. So every single, you know, for the inauguration of a new president, typically and historically, they get a new limousine. Trump's limousine incredibly wasn't ready. Cadillac didn't have his new limousine ready. These presidential limousines for the inauguration parade cost $13 million. It wasn't ready for his parade. It's still yet to be delivered.
Now, here's an interesting question I'd like to ask. I've interviewed Linda McMahon. Roger and I got to hang out with her. I like the woman. But there was one of the questions asked by our friends at Jack's Daily Record. Our good buddy David Cotton goes, you know, when it comes to Small Business Administration, when's enough loaning out money? She says, yeah. She goes, that's an interesting concern because you've talked about this for the last couple of years that we have done radio together. You know, you've got the Export-Import Bank. You've got the Small Business Administration. I mean, how many of these groups, government function-wise, are out there giving, we're not talking contracts, but are giving out taxpayer grants and taxpayer-funded loans out there?
Well, across the federal agency continuum, there are actually a lot of agencies that extend credit to different vendors and customers and businesses, you know, across America, whether you're over at agriculture. You know, I've talked about this on your show. In Hyde Park, Louis Farrakhan received $20,000 worth of commodities loans for his farm in Georgia. So, I mean, there's a lot of federal agencies that dole out a lot of money. What we detail in this report on the Fortune 100 is that they're dialed in, as you say, through the Export-Import Bank and incredibly through the SBA for $40 million of low-cost taxpayer-financed financing.
Wow. Fascinating story. Again, Forbes.com. Also, his articles are picked up by Fox News. Again, ripoff of the week, Adam Andrzejewski. Go to read about this at OpenTheBooks.com, OpenTheBooks.com. And, you know, Adam, I know real quick, I know you're a policy guy, but I ask this question every week. What is the legitimacy that these government organizations say that the reason why they need to give out these taxpayer loans or grants, I should say?
Well, I think these programs exist because government has the size, scope, and power of government has expanded so far. And so, you know, Reagan said the closest example to to eternal life on earth is a government program. And I think that's what we're faced with, Ed.
All right, Adam Amgiewski with the Ripoff of the Week. Good to talk to you today, Adam.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for your interest in our work.
I love it. More as we continue to move along, talk radio WBOB.
On I-10 going east at I-295, there's an accident, and we're counting at least three cars involved. And on 295 south at Dunn Avenue, we see a lot of backup due to a crash there on the traffic cams.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Amazon stock passing $900 billion in market cap. And European air traffic controllers causing bottlenecks. And the PC police are after children's menus in Baltimore. Those stories next.
Even though the 4th is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot and declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, line charges, and complicated pricing with Patriot Mobile, where pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And each Patriot's bill contributes vital donations to conservative organizations that fight for our freedom. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone. Phone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting patriotmobile.com. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com. Be a patriot. Switch and make conservative change every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
The International Air Transport Association says air traffic control agencies in Europe are seeking more profits rather than investing to improve performance, leading to bottlenecks and delays at airports all across the continent. Economic reports today include the weekly jobless claims, the index of leading economic indicators, and a business outlook from the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. Restaurants in Baltimore can no longer include sugary drinks or sodas on kids' menus. The politically correct law dictating that milk, water, or 100% fruit juice are the only drinks allowed. Baltimore, the first major city on the East Coast to adopt these stiff requirements. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 and 11 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Get a quote from them because Robert McDonald promises they will get you the best price on property management, period. Home Finder Realty has a listing in Las Colinas near Intercoastal St. Augustine. 4 bedrooms, 3 baths with a lake view and home office. Resort style amenities, only $296,000. Call Home Finder Realty at 241-5501 or hfrjax.com.
Hi, folks. This is Martin Parlato, and I host the Lighthouse Retirement Hour right here in Jacksonville, WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. Parts 1 and 2 Saturdays at noon and again Sunday morning starting at 9 a.m. Look, the annuity guys and the senior this or the senior that are out in force, and they're trying to separate you from your money. We don't sell index annuities, and we don't sell fear. Head over to the website, lighthouseretirement.com. Click the blue button to make an appointment with me, and then I can help you.
We're expecting lots of rain with thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 87 degrees. More rain, more thunderstorms overnight with a low of 76. Right now, it's 79 degrees here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Some of, I have liberals on my Facebook page, and they're already Facebooking me about the verbal agreements between Trump and Putin. And I keep asking, well, where was the President Obama on all the Russia meddling? You know, he told Trump to stop whining about a rigged election. Obama said it was impossible. So my response was, I side with Obama. That Man, makes me a sellout.
We can use that quote.
Coming up next, Dean Stansel, professor of economics. Call coming up next, Ed Dean.